about the noise that a cow makes up?
Moan.
Right, right. Very good. How about the kind of a shrill noise that a horse makes?
You know, it's been a long time since I've observed a
horse. Let me ask you if you know, I'll just give you words. If you know, do you know either nicker or whinny?
No.
Okay. Now, do you know the term in talking about mules and cows and stuff like that? You ever heard people refer to them as stock? Do you know that?
Yes.
Say they've got to go out and feed
the stock.
How about in talking about stuff like hens and turkeys and geese, have you heard them called fowl or fowls?
Fowls.
Mm-hmm. They got to go out and feed hens.
Yes.
A hen on a nest of eggs is called
a setting hen.
How about, what are neat things, kind of a place where chickens would live?
Chicken house.
Okay, and then the individual things that they would carry chickens, like sort of, if they had to carry chickens someplace, they put them in a chicken.
Cook.
Uh-huh. Now, when you eat chicken, like fried chicken, there's a piece that you can take and...
The wishbone.
The wishbone. Have you ever heard it called pulley bone?
Yes.
You have heard that too?
Heard them called both.
You've heard it called both. Do you think when you were young, did they call it pulley bone more, or was it still both?
I think they call it probably pulley bone
more
than they do now.
Yeah. What was the thing about it? I mean, the deal about what you were supposed to
do? Well, people like to break them and make a wish.
And they make a wish. Which way was it? Was it the big end or the little end that you're supposed to get to make a wish?
Honestly, I can't remember. It's been so long since we were kids when we used to do that.
I know, but I can't remember that either. What would you call the inside parts of the hog that you can eat, that people eat on the inside of the hog?
It's a chitlins.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you know of that they eat? How about inside a chicken? What do people eat? They eat the...
Well, they eat the gizzards and the liver.
Mm-hmm. And you call that chicken... Would you call it... Did you call a name for that? Insides or entrails or anything? Do you know?
No, I just heard them as separate names as livers and gizzards.
Right, right. Like out in the country, when it's time to feed the stock, they say it's
time to feed the stock, or cattle.
Feeding time, do you know that term?
No.
Do you know how people call cows to get them to come in from the pasture?
No.
Okay. How about if people were plowing with mules or horses and they want them to go left or right? You know what they say?
If they want them to go left, they would, I think they would pull that rope to make them turn to the right, and if they want to go left, when they want them to stop, they would just pull both of them at one time and they would stop.
You know how people would call horses to get them to come in from the pasture?
No.
If you were maybe riding a horse or using a horse or something, if you wanted him to start going, you'd say?
Paddling.
Okay, what would you say?
I said, Mary, go.
Okay. How about if you wanted the horse to stop?
I said, Gladys, stop.
We got a Mary and Gladys horse here. That's pretty good. Do you know how people call hogs to feed them?
Well, most of the times I have to go out the door with the food.
And they're
waiting.
Have you ever, I don't know if people really do this. Of course, you know the Arkansas Razorbacks, they say they're
pigs. But you don't have to call them when it's feeding time.
No, I guess not. But you know, I have heard him say Stewie.
Pig, yes.
My brother went to the university one year over there, and it's the first time he came back home, and he said that, and I couldn't believe it.